The beginning of the fall television season is still weeks away, but many TV critics are already singing the praises of a new show called Frank's Place. My guest is the creator and executive producer of that show, Hugh Wilson. Wilson wrote for several TV sitcoms in the 70s before he created his own show, WKRP, in Cincinnati. That's where he first met Tim Reed, who played a disc jockey known as Venus Flytrap. Reed now stars as Frank Parrish in Frank's Place. Frank's Place is the name of a New Orleans Creole restaurant where most of the show's action takes place. Creator and producer Hugh Wilson also wrote and directed the pilot and several early episodes. And he says that although Frank's Place is a situation comedy, it's very different from what you might expect.
It doesn't have the look. It doesn't have the pace. It doesn't have the type of writing. And, of course, it doesn't have a laugh track.
There is a feel to this show. The opening of the pilot that I saw, you start off with sepia tones, and then even the shots of inside the restaurant themselves, it's sort of smoky. You can feel the heat. You almost start to sweat. Is that the kind of atmosphere that you were trying to create?
Yeah, it sure is. And, New Orleans is such a special place, and it's very exotic in a way. And, of course, like everywhere in the South, it's extremely hot and humid for long, long, many months. And I got the feeling when I did a lot of research in New Orleans, and I think William Faulkner said something to the effect that in the South, the past really hasn't even happened yet. And I had a strong feeling that I was maybe back 20 years from now, and I don't mean that in a bad way about New Orleans. I happen to have liked that. I thought it was very nice, and it sure was a sweet change from Los Angeles, where designer restaurants and designer clothes and designer food.
Speaking of food, I think this is probably the first television program I've seen where I got hungry watching. There's this scene where Tim's eating lunch and you want to eat it.
What I did was, when I was researching in New Orleans in the black community, I came across a restaurant called Chez Helene. And I based almost everything on, even the floor plan of our restaurant, almost exactly matches Chez Helene's. And Austin Leslie is the proprietor chef in they don't call it Chez Helene, they call it Chez Helene. And I asked him, and he was very kind. He and his wife flew out to Los Angeles. He set up our kitchen. I said, we have, of course, the set, but we made sure all the stoves and whatnot worked. And he went out and bought the food, the store, for the storeroom, and everything you'd see in the kitchen, everything you'd need. And then he set about cooking all the food for the show.
Something about the show. There are no stereotypes in this show. Most of the characters are black. It just seems like you've finally given black actors a chance to do real life stuff.
I think that something Reed and I saw from the beginning here was a nice opportunity to see the working class or middle class black community on television, because, so often usually the black characters are, extremely well-educated or have a lot of money, or then the next show comes on and the black character is a drug addict or a drug pusher or something. There's this vast middle here that seems to have been neglected. So we both like that, and we want to get it out. It's all about the restaurant, but we want to go out into the community, into the business community, in the church and funeral homes and all the things that are important. Take the stories that way.
I think this is the only show I've ever heard of where the main characters is a funeral director and an embalmer.
Yeah, the way that came about, that was part of the research, too. Tim and I went to several funeral homes in New Orleans because we were originally thinking that he inherited the restaurant and a funeral home. We abandoned that idea, but we were in this funeral home, and I asked to meet the embalmer. Just to talk to him a little bit about what it is he does. And I guess we were both expecting a Boris Karloff type to come out, and out came this beautiful young woman. And who they said, here is our chief embalmer. And I knew right then, I said, oh, bingo, there's the love interest.
You like to use interesting writers. You don't tend to go with that sort of stable of writers that exist in Hollywood. I read that you are trying, or that you have hired a former jazz trumpeter to write a script for you?
Yeah. Well, you know, the way Tim and I met, Tim Reed and I met, is I created WKRP in Cincinnati a number of years ago. And on that show, of all the writers I had on that show, none of them had television comedy experience. They came from very diverse places. On this case, one of the writers is a former jazz trumpet player, and he's a very good writer. He doesn't have much experience, but he really knows the music. He's a big help to me there. We have another writer who before this, really pretty much just written for the stage.
This is Sam Art Williams.
That's right, yes.
He was nominated for a Tony and very, very well respected.
Yes, and he's a wonderful writer, and he's the only writer I know that's 6'6" and weighs about 245 pounds. He looks like a defensive end. I tend to agree with his thought.
WKRP was set in Cincinnati. Why Cincinnati?
Why Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I was just sitting around going WKRP in Buffalo, WKRP in Philadelphia, WKRP in Cincinnati. It seemed to roll off the tongue better. I'd been to Cincinnati once or twice. I liked it.
It was on the air for what, 4 years?
Uh-huh.
Just about 4 years. Why did it go off the air? Was it your decision?
Oh, no. No, it was canceled. There are all kinds of theories. The network would say, you know, we canceled for lack of interest. We all claim that our time slot was moved around so much. When your mother doesn't know when your show's on, you know it's getting, you know, moved about too much.
Are you happy with the time slot you have now for Frank's Place? You're going to be on CBS 8 o'clock Saturday nights?
Yes. Well, I'm happy, and it makes me nervous that this show really doesn't have a lot of a kid appeal to it. I think that this has adult appeal, and I'm glad indeed it does. But usually the time slot for those type of shows is 9 o'clock, that type of thing. So I'm not too excited about the 8 o'clock. Or in Saturday night, of course, a lot of my audience, what I think of about as my audience, probably was walking out the door Saturday at 8. What does please me about it is that I think it's a real alternative to on the Facts of Life is on NBC, and ABC has a new show called True Colors, which is looks like it's aimed at, you know, like young kids, young males. And those two shows appear to me to be sort of teen-oriented shows, so at least, you know, we're an alternative. I don't think anybody's going to sit down and say, I don't know what the hell to watch. I don't know whether to watch Frank's Place or The Facts of Life. I just can't imagine that coming up.
Why did you leave television and then go into movies? Were you dissatisfied with television at the time?
Well, no, but I was pretty exhausted by it. I had written, rewritten, let's say, so many of those WKRP episodes. I must have done 75 of them. And I was just completely burned out and exhausted. And then it seemed to me that that was, the movie business. That would be trading up. That would be going to, going from junior high to high school or from college to graduate school, and that I would make that big move. And there was a movie that, with a script, that I came in and they wanted me to rewrite the script because no one in town wanted to direct this film. And I told them that I didn't care to be involved and I didn't want to rewrite it, but I would rewrite it for free if they'd let me direct it because I wanted desperately to direct a film. And it was a little kind of drive-in movie. And it turned out, it was Police Academy, the first one. And it was a massive hit. And then I think, I got pigeonholed as that type of director. And so that's the movie business has changed. I tell friends, it seems to me you can do, at least I can do, much more clever, sophisticated stuff on television than I can in the movies. So I got involved with this with Tim. I was just going to do the pilot. And because I had a movie that I was supposed to go to at 20th Century. And I got to doing this, and I said, wait a minute. This is where I belong, too. This is Hugh's Place as well as Frank's Place.
Hugh Wilson, thank you very, very much for talking to us today.
It's a pleasure.
Hugh Wilson's show, Frank's Place, can be seen this fall on CBS. This is Fresh Air.